and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is January 26th, 2006, the Feast of Timothy and Titus. St. Paul, famous and influential as he was, didn't work alone. The Bible tells us that he had many assistants and companions who accompanied him on his journeys, and whom he left to be in charge of the churches he founded all over the ancient world. Among these companions were the two men we commemorate today, Timothy and Titus. Paul doesn't tell us very much about these two men. Tradition tells us more. Apparently, Timothy became the first bishop of Ephesus, and Titus was the first bishop of Crete. These two men were clearly important church leaders, close confidants of Paul himself, and bishops of important sees. But Paul does tell us something interesting. He tells us that these men were young. These young men had the advantages of youth, energy, focus, desire. And with the encouragement and guidance of others, St. Paul, of course, but also Timothy's mother Eunice and his grandmother Lois, they grew up into great men. Sometimes, people say that young people are the future of the church. And I suppose that's true. The young are the ones who will lead the church in their turn. But the youth are also the very present reality of the church. They are members of today's church, and many are leaders already. If the life and ministry of Timothy and Titus teach us anything, it is that we shouldn't be so quick to dismiss the young people in our midst. Who can say for sure which of the people in our Sunday school class, or our youth group, or our campus ministry, will grow up to be the Bishop of Ephesus, or some other important person? It could be any of them. And so we must treat each one as if it would be him or her. That's the only way to ensure that when the time comes, the next Timothy or the next Titus will have the opportunity to live out his or her spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. Let us pray. Almighty God, you called Timothy and Titus to be evangelists and teachers, and made them strong to endure hardship. Strengthen us to stand fast in adversity and to live godly and righteous lives in this present time, that with sure confidence we may look for our blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of John Chrysostom. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.